Hello, friends. It has been a minute. Let's sit down and have a little chat. First of all, I want to ask you, what dreams and goals are you currently working towards? Whether that is something athletic, I'd love to hear if you're writing a new project, starting a new painting, whatever your goals may be, please feel free to leave it in the comments or send me a DM on Insta at Jacqueline Rosegold. Yeah, I wanted to share a little bit about the work that I'm doing currently. I've just finished up edits on my debut, hopefully, fantasy novel, and I am so excited about that. And it was weird doing those final edits because it actually felt like a novel, which of course is the point, but it actually really felt like I was reading the story that I've been trying to tell, which is much harder to get down on paper than it seems like it should be. There's all these, you know, colorful images in my head and how to best portray that in a way that people are actually going to be able to see what I'm seeing and, you know, feel what I'm feeling and hear what I'm hearing, all those good things. So reading through it this time, I'd printed off all 200 pages on a huge, all 200 pages of the library and was reading through it. And it really was kind of a shock to see that, I wasn't finding anything major that I wanted to tweak this time. It was really the story that I want to tell and I want to share with the world. So I finished up that. And I think it's really interesting, this desire that we have. Like, now that I'm finished, it feels like the next step is getting this published. And I want to think a little bit more in a future episode about why is that? Why do we feel the need to share our stories? Because I think we really do. And there's something beautiful about that. But I was thinking the other day, like, as I was just a little scared also to share something so personal and something I have had spent so many years writing. Why is this that so many of us, our first reaction is to share it? I think there's something good about that, but probably something that we could focus on in another episode. Currently, I'm working on edits on Project Fairy Tale, which is very whimsical, romantic, adventurous, those kinds of things. I like to think of it like one of the original Disney movies, but in novel form, where it's, you know, colorful, dreamy, fun, bright. That is at least what I see in my head. And I only have the first draft down of Project Fairy Tale, and there's quite a bit left, so there's quite a bit of holes in it and all of those good things that are going to have to come out eventually or have to be worked out eventually. But the fun thing is I get to kind of settle into it and explore the world and look around me some more as I draft. And that is a really fun phase to be in, so I'm trying to savor every second of that and explore the world that is in my head and this fairy tale setting. So that's a little life update, but I wanted to hop on today largely because I wanted to talk about the new title, Sail Bold, and what is the point of this. So if anyone has been following this for a little while, you know that the original title is Magic in the Ordinary, which is a great title in my opinion. and I think that it really captured my goal for that first year of podcasting, exploring things that are beautiful in our surroundings and our ordinary surroundings and really entering into life that way and seeing things from a new perspective. And I loved that. I took a little break from podcasting, just really trying to focus on or really trying to think about what I wanted my podcast to be. And I don't know that this, you know, I have to pick it perfectly and stick to that rigidly. I mean, I think podcasts are really fun when they're a conversation like this and they're, you know, we're just thinking of ideas, we're talking about random things too. But I think the focus I wanted to shift a little bit to still seeking, there's going to be some similarities with Magic in the Ordinary. And this is still a podcast for people who are searching and seeking and trying to grow. We're learning. This is still for people who seek beauty in this world of ours and seek it in ourselves as well. But there is a slight shift where I think I've been thinking a lot about how living life fully takes courage. It takes boldness, and it's quite the adventure as well. Trying to chase those dreams that we talked about in the beginning. Taking a novel that we see in our head and turning it into a book on a shelf is quite a bit of work. Any dream that we have, or many of the dreams that we have, will take that kind of boldness, that courage, and I wanted to kind of focus a little bit more on that. So in this podcast, I hope, is how to live life fully. And it's coming from the perspective, of course, from yours truly, a writer and an artist who wants to look at the details, look at the magic still around us, but wants to be bold while doing so. So I'm planning on still perusing old books for, ancient wisdom that can help us live our lives even better. I've been reading Plutarch, his Lives of the Men of Ancient Greece, and it has been a wild experience, and I can't wait to share that with you guys. Getting this life advice from a 2,000-year-old Greek guy, a Greek guy who lived 2,000 years ago, and getting perspectives and advice from him that seems still to hold up pretty well. We don't agree on everything, but he's got some really, really good points, and there's plenty to glean from that. And of course, on this podcast, we still hope to explore the ordinary, the world around us for insights as well. The beauty that's all around us. And I still hope to invite others on to join me because it's always fun hearing their conversations, of course, hearing their thoughts and their insights on how to live a better life. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. And I hope you're looking forward to that as well. Looking at how do we live the best life possible? How do we chase our dreams fearlessly? How do we become the person that we're meant to be and enter into that beauty, foster the beauty around us, not just, not just passively, but boldly. So until next time, friends, sail bold.